day, we've gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth.
'Cause you're the reason, Lord.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, the mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Your presence
in this place, your glory on our face. The skies descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're staying.
Sing it out. Together in his name, and the Bible says, in fact, it promises that when we gather in an event like this to seek the Lord, to give him thanks, that he is in the midst in a special way, that he is enthroned on our praises, and that as we come, he's actually here looking into your heart right now, delighted in the thankfulness that exists there, looking for an offering of praise. And so as we come, we brought our banners, right? Get those banners up. I'm going to count to three. We're going to all shout something that we're thankful for and raise our banners high. Amen. One, 2, 3. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's lift a shout to the Lord. One more time. 1, 2, 3. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's sing it together. Show us your glory.
Yeah, show us your glory, Lord.
Show us.
Show us. Show us your glory. Show us. Show us your power. Show us. Show us.
Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. It's so easy to be thankful for the blessings. But we also should be thankful, God, for the times of the wilderness. The times that you're developing and building our character, God. The times of suffering, God, that we could be broken, God, that your glory will be able to shine through us. And Father, I pray over someone here this morning, God, that feels so alone and so discouraged, and maybe they're just going through the most difficult time in their life, God. But you're there with them. And maybe It might not be right now that they sense or feel your presence, God, but they'll look back someday and realize it was you that carried them through this time. And we're so thankful for the times that you've carried us. Thank you, Jesus, in your name. Everybody said, you could be seated.
Yes. super thankful for our family and everything that we've been blessed with.
I'm thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for us.
And I'm thankful for my family, and I go to a school that honors God.
Serving in children's ministry, and also for the new baby on the way.
I'm thankful for God, my family, my friends.
I go to the high school at the East Campus for Calvary Chapel, and I'm thankful for the opportunities the school provided.
Internet and shelter and food.
I'm thankful for my family.
I recently had a chance to go with a team from the high school out to Houston for a relief effort, and I could not be more thankful that we live here in Tucson, Arizona.
I'm thankful for my best friend because she's always there for me when I need it, and she loves me like a sister.
I'm thankful for family because I can turn to them for all my problems.
I'm thankful for my family and friends because they love me.
I'm thankful for God's protection through our troops and law enforcement.
I'm thankful for my family because they're special to me.
I'm thankful for the school because they're all my friends.
I am thankful for my boys and my family, and for knowing God as my Savior and providing for everything that we have needed this year.
Well, good morning, church. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, that's so much better. Okay, so my name is Miss Jess, and this is the part of our Thanksgiving service where we're going to have a storybook reading. So at this time, we want to invite all the kiddos in the audience to come on up onto the stage. We've already got somebody up here. So come on up, don't be shy. Find a seat right on the stage here. While you guys are doing that, I'm going to sit in my super cozy, awesome chair. Hey, guys. How many of you guys woke up super early this morning? Did anybody wake up super early? I did, too. But you all look so nice. Awesome. I have a confession. I am so excited to eat stuffing today. Do you guys have a favorite Thanksgiving food you're going to eat? What's your favorite? Mashed potatoes. Yum. One more.
Turkey.
Turkey? Oh, turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. You can't go wrong with the classics. All right. Awesome. So now we're going to get started with our story. All eyes up here. We want our lips to be closed right now, okay? Because it's going to be a storybook time. But all eyes up here, we're going to read a book, and it's called Thankful by Eileen Spinelli. All right? So, when we get started here, but first, it starts with a little verse here, and it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Isn't that awesome? We get to give thanks to God anytime, right? Isn't that awesome? Wait, I can't hear you. Is that awesome that we get to give thanks to God at any time?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good job. All right, so let's go ahead and read the story. And this is about what other people are thankful for. So the waitress is thankful for comfortable shoes, and the local reporter is thankful for interesting news. The gardener is thankful for every green sprout. and the firemen for putting the fire out. The poet is thankful for words that rhyme. And the children are thankful for morning story time. The artist is thankful for color and for light. And the clown for her costume, so silly and bright. Has anybody here ever dressed up like a clown? Raise your hand if you have. Oh, that's so cool if you have. Okay, the doctor is thankful when patients get well. And the traveler is thankful for a cozy hotel. The dancer is thankful. She loves the beat. It stirs her heart and her hips and feet. The chef is thankful for plates licked clean, and the tailor for her sewing machine. The queen is thankful for her afternoon tea, and the beekeeper is thankful for the honeybee. The mayor is thankful for every vote. And the sailor is thankful for his sturdy boat. That's important for boats to be sturdy, right? Because if they're not, they just sink right in the water, and that's not a good thing. The birder is thankful to list a new bird. And the pastor is thankful for God's loving word. But it's not just the pastor who can be thankful for God's loving word, right? All of us can be thankful for God's word. That's the Bible, right? Yes?
Yes.
True. True. Yes. Thank you. The crafter is thankful for glitter and glue. And me? Well, I am ever so thankful for you. All right, you guys. So, and remember, whenever you want to be so thankful and you want to say thank you to God for something, you can always, always, always pray and say, thank you, Jesus, for my dog. Thank you for my cat. Thank you for my pet snake, Ernie. Does anybody have a pet snake, Ernie? If you did, you could be thankful for him.
I have a cat.
Yeah, you can thank Jesus for all those things, for your friends, for your parents, for your grandparents, right? So we can thank Jesus for anything at any point in time, right, guys? Yes? All right. Well, good job, guys. Thank you for being such good storytellers. Let's stand up. All right, find your way back to your parents.
Wow, that was great. I love stories. I'm an adult and I love that story. How about you guys? Wasn't that cool? Hey, everybody, let's stand up. I want you to introduce yourself to those that you are around. Show them your banners. Check it out. Greet one another while you're here just for a minute. All right, let me see those banners again. I gotta check all these banners. You guys lift your banners up one more time. Over here. Let me see what you guys got. Oh, I love that one. Oh, way in the back over there. That one's really cool. Yep. Oh, man, you guys are so good. You guys, and look at the balcony, you guys. Look up there. Look at all those banners up there. Yeah. Isn't this fun? I love family services, and one of my favorite psalms, stay standing by the way, one of my favorite psalms is a psalm of thanksgiving. You guys know what psalm it is? Psalm 100. David writes, check this out, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you people. Did you hear that? A joyful what? You know, I love shouting in church. You know, we don't get a lot of chances to do that. So one more time, just shout for the Lord as loud as you can on three. One, two, three. Oh, God heard that one. Oh, yeah. So let me read this psalm. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. We were doing that. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who's made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I love that as well. And so we enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good and his mercy lasts to everlasting. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations, young and old, right? You guys ready to move around a little bit right now? Because kids worship team is here, and I think you guys are good clappers too, so you want to clap along with them. Welcome our kids church ministry.
Joy. don't understand.
God is for me.
When life doesn't go the way I planned.
God is for me.
When I just don't
chewy. Orange juice. I think meat. I like to eat donuts. I'm thinking about it.
thankful for my four siblings.
I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters.
I'm thankful for my sisters.
My mama.
And Jesus and God.
That's all I can think of.
And by the way, my Aunt Kathy is actually my dad's sister.
I'm thankful for my dog.
I'm thankful for puppies.
I'm thankful for when I go to the zoo.
I'm thankful for Winnie the Pooh.
A lion.
Tigers.
They say
And monkeys.
I forgot.
Daddy, say it.
Gobble, gobble.
I did it.
Mommy, I'm potty.
Oh, yes.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
I'm done now.
All right, let's have everybody stand really quick. Everybody stand up, stand up. All right, I want to have a moment where we all just praise God for a little while. How many of you guys have some kind of a Pentecostal background? Raise your hand. You went to a Pentecostal church, you were amazed at a Pentecostal church, you were afraid of a Pentecostal church, one or the other. All right, then you know what I'm asking for. I'm asking for you guys to clap your hands, shout, say, Lord, we are thankful for your grace, your mercy. You're worthy of our praise. We lift ourselves to you. Whatever comes to mind, whatever scripture comes to mind, whatever the Holy Spirit may lay on your heart to do, this is the part of the service where you yourself can dance, all right? Whatever it is, and we're just going to get excited, and we're going to lift up a joyful noise to the Lord. We're going to praise his name because, tell you what, he is worthy of our praise, and we want to give that to him today. Amen? All right. So at the count of three, I'm going to start, and if you're like Baptist to the bone, and you're like, I don't know about this, it's okay if you don't get involved, but I want you to know it's okay if you do this, all right? So at the count of three, we're going to start. 1, 2, 3. Father, we are thankful. We love you. We worship you. We exalt you up on high. You are worthy of our praise. We praise you. We lift you up. We praise you. We exalt you. You are our God on high, and we are your people. And we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Woo! Amen. Well, now when the rumors go around that Calvary Chapel's gone all Pentecostal, it's true. All right? You can be seated. And I want to say, first of all, the kids dance troupe. Right? I mean, right? These kids were like really good. And next year, here's what I would like us to do. I would like to have them call all the kids forward and call us forward even maybe and teach us some of those hand motions. So we can all be like, I want to do those things that they're doing so we can just kind of praise God through dance as well. And by the way, the Bible does say to worship God with dance. The Bible says to worship God with cymbals. We did all of that today. I also want to say to all you kids who are here, you kids, listen up. Look at me, all you kids. You kid, are you a kid? Raise your hand if you're a kid. Raise your hand, all you kids. Look at me. We are so glad you're here. How exciting for us to have you guys here with us. I want to talk to you for just a minute about something that God told us. There was a really early church in Europe named the Church at Corinth. This church, I'm telling you kids, listen, it had problems. It had what we would call trubs. Can you guys say trubs? It had trubs. It had all kinds of trubs. It had trubs you don't even know. You know what trubs is? It's trouble, right? Anybody ever say you're trouble? I look at some of you kids, I know your trouble, all right? I can see it in you. But this church, it had all kinds of troubles going on. And Paul wrote two letters to tell them to get with it, straighten it out. He said things like, sit up, little mister. You sit there and you eat. No, he didn't say things like that, but stuff like that. And I'm glad that we live in the church that we're in today. I'm glad that we live in the time that we live in today. But here's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He says, I thank God for you. He tells this church that's got troubles to the max. He says, I am so thankful for you and the grace that God's given you. Do you know what grace is? Grace is when God gives you good things. Hang on to your seats here. God gives you things when you don't deserve them. Even if you've been bad, which none of you are ever bad, even if you've had troubles, even if you're going through a difficult time in your life, God loves you and He pours out His grace in your life. It's God's love. It's His favor. And you know how much grace God has? More than the world, more than the stars, more than the sands of the sea. God has grace for you. And I want to tell you something else too. All you kids, raise your hand because I'm talking to you. Raise your hands, all you kids. I want to tell you something. I'll tell you something. God loves you. And God's got a purpose for you. God's got a plan. And if Jesus tarries and doesn't come back very soon, I can hardly wait until I'm really an old man. I'm just young right now, but I'm really an old man. And I can't wait till I see what God's doing inside of your lives. Are you guys aware of a guy in the Bible by the name of Joshua? Joshua was a soldier. He was a commander. He led God's army in the Old Testament. And God said something to Joshua that I want to end with as I'm talking to you. God said, Joshua, you be strong. You guys strong? Let me see your muscles. Come on, let me see them. You be strong and courageous. Are you guys courageous? Like a lion. Come on. Like a lion. Let me hear it again. Be strong and courageous. That's a really good one over there. Be strong and courageous to do everything that God has told you to do in His Word. Now listen to me carefully, kids. I'm almost done. We're not asking you to do what people think you should do. We're not asking you to do what pastors think you should do. We're not asking you to do what churches think you should do. Or people in churches. People are really good at laying their trips on people, man. I don't have any trip to lay on anybody in here. I just want to see God's Word enrich your life. And kids, if you will find out what God wants you to do and live that life, He told Joshua, if you're bold and courageous to do all that is written in the Word, then you will have success and prospering. I'm telling you guys how to be successful in life. I'm telling you guys how to prosper. There may be troubles, there may be hardships, but we're going to the end. God's going to take us all the way there. We're going to put our eyes upon Him, and we're going to do what He says in His Word. We don't care what people say we should do. We got to stand before God one day. We don't have to stand before those people. But kids, you got to stand before God one day. Will you be strong? Will you be courageous to find out what God says in His Word and do those very things? Stand with me one more time, would you? Let's all worship the Lord one more time before we head back out. We'll let the worship group get things going. And I want to pray really quick while they're getting things set up. Father, we so thank You for all of our opportunity to be here today. We thank You for our children that are here with us. We pray that You would bless the rest of our day, that You would bless the turkey and the stuffing and everything else we've got going on as we feast and thank You for all that You have done and all that You're going to do in our lives. And we thank You for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You guys close? Do I need to stall some more? Do I? I'm not very good at stalling that long. I could stall as long as you guys want me to stall, okay? If they need me to stall, do I need to go into something else? Let's see. You guys want to see me dance some more? In my soul. All right, I'm giving him a couple more minutes. Dance for us, Johnny. Yeah! All right, I'm leaving it to you guys.
Amen. Well, happy Thanksgiving. God bless you guys. We will see you next time. Take care.